What is this shift?
Welcome to Shift Hit the Fan.
All right, you ready?
I am be ready.
Right, here we go. Welcome, Shifties, to
Shift.
another Shift Hit the Fan. A fan shift.
Yeah, you know it's funny. I've been listening to old videos of our community calls, and there were a couple of the. There was one call in particular where we said, "Well, shift to sit the fan." I was like, "That's probably where I got the idea for this, the name."
We've been doing this for a while now.
I know how many. This is 35th, 36th episode.
Yeah. Pretty fun.
We're almost pro.
Yeah,
Gonna keep winging it. See what happens.
it's fun.
Maybe one day we'll be good at this. Just kidding. Don't know. I don't know if I ever want to be good at it.
Have fun with it. Who cares if we're good or we're not good?
That's what
We
I
want to
mean.
be good so long as we're having fun being
Yeah.
good. That is the most important part.
That's exactly what
Have fun.
there's a whole world that you build around being good at something, you know, just that word good. Like, do I ever want to be have that context, like, oh, I'm so good at this. I don't know.
What does that even mean, though?
Yeah,
Like,
exactly.
good? What? Whose judgment is saying that something is good or not? I
Yeah.
mean, we get to be ourselves, and if we want, it depends on just what experience we want to have.
Yeah.
We want to have that experience of can we entertain someone, or can we help someone, or can we do these different things? And do we want to have the experience of honing a skill? What level of skill that is,
Yeah. And what
who
skill?
cares? Yeah. Are you enjoying doing that skill? And yeah, because there's so much in the judgment of the eyes of others. Like yesterday, I was reading a thread post. Someone was like, bringing yourself to the money world does not make you money. And I was like, I don't agree with you here. But at the same time, it's just like, yeah, I can tailor myself for somebody else, or I can say, I just want this experience. And maybe I want to try to learn a new skill, and or I want to figure out how to like talk to people in a new way. And so you go and experience it. And if it's miserable, stop doing it. Do something different. Change your goal. Change your intent. Love what you do.
Yeah. Which is what I think we're doing here, you know, learning to say these things in different ways. Did you get that? Did you get that, Hangman?
Yep, we got the Hanged Man today. So those are our cards. The Hanged Man. And then we've got the Seven of Swords as our hidden energy.
Hidden energy, yeah. As you were saying all that, I was thinking of, oh, that's the Seven of Swords, yeah. You know, the skill, cutting things away, you know, shaping what it is, distinguishing things. We were actually talking about that before. Solma couldn't make it today because she's got things going on, and but we were talking about discernment, and you know that. So that what you were talking about just reminded me of, oh yeah, that's the conversation we were having before this, of decision versus choice. And the I guess that sort of ties in with the thoughts that I was having about this card as well before, earlier, just right now, about having a certain level of skill with the way that you're holding your swords and the way you're walking with them and all that. I think that comes with, sure, now I'm thinking all these things, right? Before I'm like struggling with the it
You
just
just
starts.
got to get the conversation started.
As soon
Get a
as
little thought going and start the
we say
conversation.
shift hit the fan, that's when it starts. So the magic
Yep.
words, all of a sudden I have all these thoughts. Like, oh yeah, and this and this.
And just as a description of the Seven of Swords here, you got a guy who's carrying five swords in his hands, and he's looking back at two swords that are standing up, potentially left behind.
Right. And we both saw, sort of different things in this, the way that he's holding the cards, I mean the swords. Right. I saw that you need to have a level of skill and mastery in the way that you're holding them, so that you don't cut yourself off, you don't cut your arm off, you don't cut your finger off, because he's holding the two swords in his left hand, almost like chopsticks, and then three swords in his right hand, carrying them like a bundle of wood, almost. And the way he's walking on his toes, and looking back at the other two swords, the swords that I was noticing, they don't even look like they're stabbing the ground. It's almost like, it gives me the feeling like he's keeping them up there with his mind, like mental, what's that, telekinesis. Keeping him
Of
up
course.
upright. I'm gonna come back for you. I know where you are. Let me just put these others down where I want them. And this is what's going on in the background. You've got a certain le level of experience with your words because you've been practicing at your craft, I guess, of your thoughts and your speaking, which is, why I said it tied into what we're doing here, is that we just started. We're like, we'll figure it out as we go. We're gonna have some practice. We're gonna get our practice, sharpen our ability to talk about things, and just by putting it out there, by starting it. And so now you've had that level of being comfortable in this, in the process, to this point, that you're probably not going to cut yourself. And if you do, it's okay. He seems pretty confident in his face. And with this level of being comfortable, confidence, knowing what you're walking away from, not afraid of what you're walking towards, you can just hang out. Because he's also pretty comfortable hanging out, the hanged man, trying on a new perspective, like you said. Letting yourself just sort of see what comes from trying to have a new understanding of things. That's what I was thinking of last night, is how, if you want to try on a new understanding, you gotta not stand in the same place. And this is even taking it to the next level of not standing at all. No longer gonna stand for certain things. You're gonna not stand, you're gonna hang out and see what comes. And see if you get new ideas, new things coming to you. What do you got?
Yeah, I think it's a beautiful, beautiful way of looking at it. And I think like you were saying, like I see a little bit different in some of this. The hangman to me kind of comes out because the practice of rope play and shibari and those type of things were a topic that was coming through yesterday. And given I haven't really experienced much of that, but a lot of the work that I do with stick work has a similar element of discomfort and pain that one's dealing with. But in that act of shibari, you're trying to find that freedom of in a restricted space, in a restricted way, in the restriction of movement. And so what I see here is that he's hung himself up and kind of tied himself in a way that he's kind of limited his ability to move or his ability to act. And he's just changing that perspective and finding that freedom in kind of just hanging there, finding that freedom to just exist. And what I see with the Seven of Swords specifically is like this guy's running around with a huge baggage of items to carry with him, items that are like sharp and dangerous. And so through life, we like, I know myself, like I'm running, like right now, I'm running around all over the place and carrying a lot of different elements. And a lot of times I'm dropping those elements. But I love this perspective of the Hanged Man that's like, hey, I need to take some time and shift my perspective, limit my freedom to do things and find the freedom in the limitation. And I think there's some beauty in that and being able to, for one, to slow down, to choose limitation, to choose to have that limitation in our life, even if it's forced upon us. Like there are things in life that we just are limited by. Can we choose that limitation for ourselves and say, yeah, I'm limited by this. Now, where's my freedom? Where's my room to move? And that's a principle that I've learned through the martial arts that I've done. It's like, cool, I'm stuck in this position. Like someone's grappling me and they've got me stuck in a position. I'm so focused on that position. Oh wait, where else can I move? Where else do I have freedom? Where can I relax and find my ability to not be stuck or not be getting hurt? Or, you know, there's freedom in so many different ways, and there's infinite freedom in even the smallest movement that we can have. And we just have to remember that we have to shift that perspective, dive deeper into those areas where you can be free and move, or broaden your perspective and just see the whole picture. And yeah, I think it's an important thing to have.
I love that you said that, limit to limit yourself. Because you're constantly creating things with your words. And if you're constantly creating, if you're constantly speaking things out, thinking you need to do it, there's a point where you want to cut yourself off, limit yourself, let yourself just hang out with what's already been created. Just be with it. Just be in that. Knowing that you've already done all the talking you need to do about certain things, all the thinking that you needed to do about all of that. That just it just like released this pressure in my chest of like really needing to do something to try to fix things. This came up for me last night. And I think it's been trying to come to me for a while, in different ways, because I've been so stressed out about workers' comp not paying me anymore. And it's been a couple of months, and now, you know, the last credit card that I had, I haven't been able to make the payment, right? So I've got this like building up pressure because now I can't use that credit card. They've blocked it because I couldn't make that last payment. So I've had this all these thoughts of how am I gonna resolve this thing, but you know, just because it's building up, I'm carrying all of these, trying to like you said, there's that danger of, hurting yourself with those, with what you're carrying. Because they do, they have the potential to either shape or hurt, shape our world or whatever. And so it's like learning to have this discernment, I guess, chipping away. Oh yeah, I don't think I ever finished that thought of decision versus choice, because this is almost like in the realm of making the decision. Because you can cut off every other option to make a decision. A choice is more free. This is the choice. Choose to be with whatever it is that that life is giving you, all the thoughts. You can choose to hang out, but it's easier to do that when you have the discernment, when you've made that decision that things are going to go a certain way. Because before you make a decision, before you've cut off, there's no plan B. This is it. This is my reality. This is what I've given shape to. That's when you have more freedom to be in this position, to be in an uncomfortable, awkward position. All the blood rushing to your head, right? You have more choice in that once you know. Once you have knowing, and even though you're not totally grounded in that, you're walking on tiptoes, you still have some skill, like I said, that confidence in the face. You've got some enough experience. Yeah.
I
There
think
goes.
something that I see with the hangman as well, it reminded me of my, what you were saying reminded me of my experiences in long-term fasting, or extended fasting, like 3, 4, 5 days. And in that act, I limit myself of having food. I limit my freedom of that. And it's amazing that once I get to the end of those fasts, it's like I get to this point where, like, I don't want food. Like, I don't, like, the food feels like I have to return back to slavery in some ways. Like, the food is the slave. And so I think sometimes when we limit ourselves in what we are doing, or in our daily routine, or we limit our, I don't know, we cast those limitations on ourselves, and we sit with that feeling, we sit with that discomfort long enough, it becomes a sort of freedom where we don't really need the resources that we had before. We don't need all these different things that we used to rely on, because we've taken that time to just say, yeah, it's okay to be uncomfortable. It's okay to not have the things that we need all the, or the things that we think we need all the time. And I think there's a huge freedom in that, in cutting off those, what we consider as needs, or what we consider as things that we must do in life, and taking that rest, and taking this shift in perspective to just to look, see something different.
Feel like I'm really just hanging.
There we go. We're
Shut up.
hanging. We're
Shut up.
getting given the silence a chance to soak it all in.
Yeah. getting it on the spot, because like I said, not a whole lot was coming to me before we said shift hit the fan. It's
There we
like
go.
magic words, and now I'm just being with all that's been said.
So that's what we got for you, Shifties. We're grateful for you all listening. And just go and shift your perspective. Find a little bit of ability to just sit with the discomfort.
Got my hang Chewbacca right there.
There you go, Chewbacca hang.
Yeah. Be with it. Be with stuff. I guess that's all there is to do. Be with all the stuff. 'Cause there's so much going on right now in the world. It's hard to keep up with everything.
There's no need to. Our life is so limited
You
in so
feel
many
it.
ways.
Well, at least I feel it, and I think a lot of people are feeling it. Which is why I think like having discernment, why discernment is coming up for me so much. Because we don't necessarily discern what's coming from us and what's part of the collective. And if some, I think that's, probably why, you know what you say. You've got your certainty in what you're saying and what is coming from you. Then learning to be with all of the other stuff that doesn't make sense, that feels overwhelming. So you know that's not part of what you've created. That's part of maybe the collective. Maybe that's something that's going on for the people in your house. You're feeling that stuff. At least I am, and I think a lot of people do. A lot more people now are more empathetic. So having that discernment makes a big difference. Because I've also been getting a lot of the weight of the world stuff in the cards, with the 10 of wands. Yeah. So there's stuff to sort out and discern and figure out. I think just be with it. Be graceful.
I think there's so much going on in the world that we can dwell on a lot and wanting to try to fix things and having that difficulty of how do I address all these different things? How can I help? How can I do all this? And realizing that there's a limitation to what we can do and who we are and just recognizing that our existence and existing with those things are quite powerful in themselves, recognizing what's happening and giving our energy to the world and what it needs.
Yeah. I mean, even if you're not watching the news and you don't know what's going on, you're feeling it, is what I'm trying to say. We've experienced, or at least, I have a couple of people that I know, people who are not paying attention to the news but feeling the weight and not making sense of what's going on with them. Not knowing what's in the collective because they're keeping themselves, taking care of their, or at least trying to take care of their nervous system, and trying to keep themselves sane and all this stuff by avoiding watching the news and knowing what's going on in the world. I think that's why I do like to watch, just so that I know where all of this heaviness is coming from. And then I know how to hold it. And I know where to send love, because there isn't much I can do other than send love to things and learn to hold it and hold space and, you know, try to send healing and energy to wherever I can. I think that's what I meant by that, because, yeah, because there are a lot of people who are, I mean, and it's good if you don't have that. If it's hard for you to watch these things and see the news, then don't. You know, but yeah, that's it, the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any final thoughts?
Good.
Yeah. All right. We have you shift these. Be
Yeah.
gentle with yourselves. Yeah.
Be gentle.
Be gentle. That was good. Bringing it back, remember from the beginning? All right. The end.
Let the shift hit the fan, let the shift hit the fan.